through the Advent series, and we call it Hark the Herald, because even though this is a song that we might normally sing during Christmas time, the point that we want to get to in this series is that a herald is a person that goes on behalf of the king to make an announcement. And so that herald acts as a middle person. The herald acts as a mediator. And so we want to emphasize this idea of mediatorship within this series and to remind us that Jesus Christ is our ultimate mediator. And he mediates on our behalf in three ways. Well, specifically with three roles that are talked about in Scripture. And these three roles that are emphasized in the Westminster Confessions. We want to talk about how Jesus is our mediator as a prophet. We talked about that 2 weeks ago. We want to talk about how Jesus is our mediator as a priest. And that was talked about last week. And today we're going to talk about how Jesus is our mediator as our king. And so today's title is called Kingly Love. So why don't we turn our Bibles to 2 Samuel chapter 23, and we'll be reading from verses 1 through 7. If you have your Bibles, I would like to ask you guys to open up your Bibles to 2 Samuel chapter 23. And 2 Samuel might be a little bit difficult to find. It's in the Old Testament, closer to the front, and there's a series of first and second something, first and second something, first and second something. Samuel, Kings, and Chronicles, SKC. And so look for any of those, Samuel, Kings, or Chronicles, and then keep going back to the front, and then you'll eventually find 2 Samuel. 2 Samuel chapter 23, verses 1 through 7. If you're using one of these Bibles, we're going to be looking at page 275. All right. 2 Samuel chapter 23, verses 1 through 7. This is the reading of God's Word. Now these are the last words of David, the oracle of David, the son of Jesse, the oracle of the man who was raised on high, the anointed of the God of Jacob, the sweet psalmist of Israel. The Spirit of the Lord speaks by me. His word is on my tongue. The God of Israel has spoken. The Rock of Israel has said to me, when one rules justly over men, ruling in the fear of God, he dawns on them like the morning light, like the sun shining forth on a cloudless morning, like the rain that makes grass to sprout from the earth. For does not my house stand so with God? For he has made me an everlasting covenant. He has made with me an everlasting covenant, ordered in all things and secure. For will he not cause to prosper all my help and my desire? But worthless men are like thorns that are thrown away, for they cannot be taken with the hand. But the man who touches them arms himself with iron and the shaft of a spear, and they are utterly consumed with fire. Amen. How do you feel about authority figures? What has been your life experience been like with people that are in authority? You could think about maybe the president, or maybe your boss, maybe your parents, or maybe even church leaders. When you think about these authority figures, do you feel respect, or do you feel that they're corrupt? Do you willingly submit, or do you have a natural sense of rebelling? And sometimes not that rebelling is that bad, because maybe you really have had some really bad experiences with some really bad authority figures. Do you trust them? Do you fear them? Well, it is a fact that the authorities in this world, whether we're talking about presidents and kings, or we're talking about even our own parents, they all have the potential of failing. Because we do live in a corrupt, fallen world. When they're in charge, there's going to be some troubling consequences. There may be some troubling consequences. But what would a kingdom that's ruled by Jesus be like? Wouldn't it be a kingdom of justice and of love? Today, our main idea is anticipate and promote Jesus' kingdom of love. And the 3 points that we're going to be going through are, number one, kingdom of justice. Number two, kingdom of unselfish love. And number three, Jesus' kingdom. And I use the word kingdom here, but then I want to be focusing on the role of kingship, or those that are in authority. All right. And so the main idea again is anticipate and promote Jesus' kingdom of love. And the 3 points are, number one, kingdom of justice. Number two, kingdom of unselfish love. And number three, Jesus' kingdom. So let's talk about this first point, a kingdom of justice. And I would like to say anticipate and promote a kingdom of justice. Now, as we look at our passage today, it starts off by saying, now these are the last words of David. Now, some of you may not be so familiar with the Bible, and some of you may not know who David is. And so I just want to briefly explain that David was the most famous king in Israel's history. And so his words are actually extremely important. And here it says these are his last words. And so we can know that if this is Israel's most famous king, and the Bible talks about Israel's history, and it talks about this most famous king. If it's Israel's most famous king, and it's his last words, then these words must be really, really important. Not only that, it begins to say in verse 2, it says, the Spirit of the Lord, this is David speaking, he says, the Spirit of the Lord speaks by me. His word is on my tongue. And so if this is what David is saying, this is his last words, and he says, the Spirit of the Lord speaks by me. The Spirit of the Lord is speaking through me. Whoa, okay. Then whatever follows after this, it's not only Israel's most famous king, not only is it his last words, but what he's speaking is by the Spirit of the Lord. And so it must be really, really important. And then it says in verse 3, the God of Israel has spoken. The Rock of Israel has said to me. And what are the words that we're anticipating? What are these words that we're looking forward to hearing from Israel's most famous king, his last words? And it's God's words that comes through this king. What is it? It says, when one rules justly over men, ruling in the fear of God, when one rules justly and rules in the fear of God, and what follows is a result. What is that result? It says, he dawns on them like the morning light, like the sun shining forth on a cloudless morning, like rain that makes grass to sprout from the earth. All right, this is really poetic. And some of you might not get what it's saying right away, but just imagine when one rules justly and in the fear of God, when one rules with what is true justice, when one rules, when one has authority with true justice and in the fear of God, if there is a fear of God, then there's an understanding that there is this relationship with God. A God who is a God of love. A God, when we come before God, we fear him because we understand that we are sinners. But we also realize that God pours out his love upon us. And so when one rules, understanding what justice is, but also understanding what sin is and the fear of God, but also because of that understands God's love for us, that what people experience that are under that person's authority, what people experience is that there is this morning light. Whereas it was night before and it was cold and it was dark, but then now there's this hope, this morning light that dawns on them, and you begin to feel the warmth and the heat of that morning light. Not only that, but the sun is shining forth on a cloudless morning. It's not a gloomy day. It's not going to rain, but the sun will shine. And again, you'll feel that warmth, that heat that warms up your body, and there's no more darkness, but there's light. But also it says it's like rain that makes grass to sprout forth from the earth. It brings life. It brings new life. When one rules, when one has authority and rules with what is just and with love, then you will have this kind of result. In other words, what's described here, it's a feeling of refreshment, a feeling of new life, a feeling of relief. For some of you that have experienced being under someone's authority that ruled with pressure and that ruled with all kinds of negative thoughts and emotions, we may be longing for that sense of relief. When one rules in this way with love and justice, what we experience is a feeling of relief, a feeling of freedom, a feeling of warmth, a feeling of no hindrances to live out what's good and right, a feeling of things finally being made right. This is the kind of kingdom that we get to look forward to as Christians. For those of you that do call yourselves a Christian and put your faith and your hope in Jesus Christ, this is what we get to look forward to. This is what we get to anticipate. One day when the Lord Jesus Christ returns, He will make everything right. And all the things that we've been struggling with, all the things that we are struggling with and facing, all the fears that we face, all these difficulties will finally be made right. We won't have to fear anymore. There will be true justice. And we'll be able to feel free and relieved, finally. But not only do we get to look forward to this, not only do we anticipate that this is coming for us in the future, but if you are a believer in Jesus Christ, you know, the reason why heaven is so wonderful is not because heaven just by itself is a wonderful place, but heaven is wonderful because we get to have a relationship with a God who is a God of justice, who is a God of love. And so today, Christian, today, if you have a relationship with God, then you are already beginning to experience, you are beginning to already get a glimpse of His love, of understanding what justice is. And you begin to understand, even if it's just a little glimpse, you begin to understand what it is to not only experience that justice, but you also get to have a chance to show other people what it is to live in the kingdom of God, what it is to be in heaven. Why? Because not only do we get to look forward to heaven and we begin to experience just a taste of heaven, but we also get to promote the kingdom of God, and we can give a taste of heaven to other people by promoting justice, by sharing God's love with other people. You know, there is a lot of injustice in this world. And I'm sure many of you guys can give all kinds of examples. But one of the most terrible and one of the most sad injustices that we might find are when injustices happen within our own homes, within the families. And some of us have experienced that, have grown up in situations where it was very, very difficult because of your parents, because of maybe one parent, or maybe because of an older sibling. It's very difficult. I saw on the news, maybe some of you guys have also seen this, on the news recently where a person here in Taiwan, there's a video of a person that was abusing their child, and you could see this parent abusing their child, and it's really disturbing. It's not easy to watch. And there are these injustices. We don't have to talk about all kinds of other kinds of injustices. There are injustices that happen even in people's homes. And maybe some of us were afraid to admit, but maybe even in our own homes, there are injustices that happen. But because our God has already seen our sin and has forgiven us, He's reconciled our relationship to God. Jesus Christ has done this already. And so because we're experiencing this kingdom, because we're beginning to understand what this life of, we're understanding what justice is, what is right from wrong, we can begin to live that out in our own homes. And so the thing that we can do is we can, of course, begin to speak against injustices. We can begin to talk about how we can make things right in our own homes, in this world. We can promote the kingdom of God and the kingdom of justice in our own lives by, first of all, speaking about it, speaking against the evils that exist in this world. And it might not just be in our homes. It might be in the workplace. Some of you guys face injustices in the workplace. We can promote what is right in our workplaces. We could promote what is right and good in our schools. We can promote what is right and good in our neighborhoods. And these are the ways that we can begin to give people a glimpse of heaven by promoting what is just and right, to speak against the injustices and to stand up for what is good and right. But not only that, you know, some of us, we may have a hard time of understanding what should we stand up for and how far do we go? What can we do? And so I would say, take some time to learn about some of the injustices in this world by learning about what is just. Look through Scripture. Maybe even have conversations with people that are in your community groups. Have conversations with people within the church and talk about the injustices that are going on. And let's talk about together how we can promote justice in this world. And the last thing is that we can begin to do this by actually taking action. By even talking with each other and planning together. What can we do together as a church to bring about relief? To bring about freedom? To bring about Jesus' love in these places. Now, the fact is that no matter how much we try, it is a difficult thing. It's a difficult thing to continue to go out and to face these people, the companies, the other political leaders out there that are corrupt. It's difficult to go out and promote justice, and sometimes it's even difficult to learn in our own lives how we can promote justice in our own families. It's difficult to do this sometimes. And the fact is that when we see people promoting justice, maybe we see that it's a good thing, but even when we try to promote justice, what ends up happening is that we're not showing love in the process. Because there are times that we stand up for justice, but then we're just talking about this idea, but we're not really showing love and compassion to the people. Why do I mention this second point about kingdom of unselfish love? Why do I talk about this? It's because perhaps for some of us, we know full well that in our homes, we've experienced our parents, they might say, I'm doing this because This is what's right. This is what's good for you. And we might respond to our parents by saying, I see that you're trying to do what's right, but I still don't feel that you love me. Some of us may have experienced something like that. Or, you know, maybe there are some political leaders out there that have said something similar to that idea. Let's do what's right. Let's stand up for what's right. But then because we don't really feel that they care about our needs, so it just doesn't feel right. Maybe they're promoting what's right, but still there, it feels like something is not right. It still feels like something's wrong. Our world needs people who are in positions of authority. Or even if you're not in a position of authority, our world needs people that will stand up for not only justice, but will also do that with an unselfish love. Now, this is really a difficult thing to do. Let me just give some topics about promoting, anticipating what the kingdom is like, but then also promoting this idea of justice and love in specific situations. And you can begin to think about how can you or how can we together as a church promote justice but do it with love? So for example, how can we promote fair pay? And we could talk more about this idea. I'm not saying that, you know, I figured everything about what fair pay is, but there are definitely some people out there that aren't getting the pay that they deserve. Right? So how can we promote fair pay? How can we promote a safe working environment? How can we promote loving parenting that also points kids in the right direction? Not just love, 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 but then love and justice. And not just justice, 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 but justice with love. How do we promote that? How can we promote fair evaluations? We're at the end of the year, and so many companies may be doing some evaluations and talking about bonuses and things like that. How can we promote equality between the rich and poor? How can we promote justice and still do it with unselfish love? Well, you know, we can talk about people that are in authority, that are in authority positions. But some of you might be thinking, I'm not in a position of authority. So I don't feel like this idea applies to me. But perhaps all of us are in charge of something in our lives, whether it be taking care of our families, our parents, or whether it be being a neighbor to other neighbors in your area. Or even if it might mean being an authority figure for your pet or for the cleanliness of your own household or your house, right? We're all in positions of some kind of authority. And so I want to ask the question to all of us here. Are you promoting what is right and just in all the areas that you are over? And are you doing that with an unselfish love? Some of us, it's difficult to do because for some of us, we've gone through really difficult circumstances in our past. And so perhaps we might want to do what's right, but whenever we try to do what's right, whenever we try to point people to what's right, we find ourselves getting upset about that issue. We find ourselves getting really frustrated about what's happening in this world today, or we feel really sad and we feel helpless, like we can't do anything. And perhaps it's because we've experienced something in our past where we felt injustice. And because we felt that injustice, we want to stand up for other people that are going through something similar. But because that injustice hasn't been dealt with in our own lives, we feel like either we are helpless to help, or we feel like we need to do whatever we can, but it comes out without love. And so while we try to stand up for justice, our heart is still crying out, is there anyone out there that is able to take over and to bring about what's just and right and loving to this world? Is there anyone out there that can save me from this hell that I've been experiencing? We come to our third point. The answer is it's Jesus. Jesus is the one that does bring a kingdom where there is justice and love. You see, when we talk about a king is not just a person that has the authority figure and that's it. But in scripture, what we find is that the king is supposed to be a representative of God. And God is supposed to be, as we understand from scripture, God is a God of justice and love. And what the king is supposed to do is they're supposed to represent our God and to rule this whatever area that they're ruling over with justice and love. But what we see over and over is that all these authority figures in our lives have failed us. And even we ourselves fail to be that authority figure that represent God and his justice and his love. But Jesus has come. And this is what it says in our passage today. For does not my house stand so with God? For he has made with me an everlasting covenant. David is saying, God has made an everlasting covenant with me. And that through my line, there will be a person that comes. There will be a king that comes from my line that will rule with justice and love. There will be order and there will be a sense of security in this kingdom. And he says, for will he not cause, will God not cause to prosper all my help? And that word help can be changed into the word salvation. Will he not cause salvation to come about? Will he not cause all that is good and justice just to come about? Well, the one that was descended from David is Jesus Christ. This is what was prophesied about Jesus in Isaiah 9:6. It says, for to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. And Jesus came dealing with our sin for the ways that we're not able to bring about what's just with love. He deals with our sin. He dealt with our sin. But not only that, not only did he die and deal with our own sin, but he also rose again from the dead. He is a conquering king. He has victory over sin and death. He has victory and he has the power to bring about what is just into this world. He has the power to bring about what is just with love. And it's an unselfish love because Jesus, he died on the cross, not thinking about himself, but he was thinking about the Father's will and he was thinking about all his people. And so because we receive that kind of love and we begin to experience that kind of justice, we can now go forth knowing that Jesus will bring everything about perfectly and wholly in the future. We know that, but also we get a glimpse of that today through our relationship with our God, and we can begin to promote this kingdom of love and justice. We are the worthless kings. And God dealt with our worthlessness justly by dealing with it through Jesus Christ. And so what's left for us is that God pours out his love to us who were worthless. And so that now we can anticipate and promote Jesus' kingdom. And so what can we do as a way of application? The way what we can do to continue to think about these things is that we can begin to ask, what are some areas of injustice that you see? Whether it be in your own life or whether it be in other people's lives. Just continue to ask this question. What are the areas of injustice that you see? And what we can do in response is we can begin to pray as you anticipate the kingdom. As you look forward, you say, God, I know that this is what you have for us. It is a wonderful world that we're looking forward to. And I want to let people know that this kingdom exists, that there is a kingdom of justice and love. And so, Lord, help me to know what I can do, what I should do in this situation as I see that there is injustice here. We can begin to pray for this. And number two, we can carefully consider what we can do to promote justice and love. And I say carefully consider because sometimes when we want to go in and try to change things and help people, sometimes, once again, it comes out without love because we're still struggling with some things that are going on in our own hearts. And so carefully consider, remember the gospel, remember how Christ has freed you. And with that in mind, and as we think about this together, not just with our own ideas, but as we think about it together as a church, we can carefully consider what we can do to promote what is just and what is loving in this world. And so, brothers and sisters, people of God, Christians, let's do this together. Let's go out and show this world that there is a kingdom that is just and that's filled with a selfless love for God's glory. Let's pray together. Lord, I thank you so much that you are a God who is a God of justice and who is a God of love. I thank you, dear Lord, for how you have worked in a powerful way through our Lord Jesus Christ, who is the King of glory, who has risen from the dead, who is our conquering King. I thank you, dear Lord, that the work is done and that we can look forward to a kingdom where there is true justice, where everything will be made right, and where your love is poured out. But Lord, until that day comes, Lord, may we continue to promote your kingdom. May we continue to go out into this world and share your love and to speak up about what is just, what is good, and what is right for your glory. I pray in Jesus Christ's name. Amen.